EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 21st to the 24th of October 2024. Hello! How are you? We're back. I'm back. You're back. Everybody's back. Hurrah to that.
How was it, Rob?
Oh, hello. This is Ree, by the way. Hello, Ree. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Wait for your introduction. God, so excited to be back. Yeah, Asia, which is where I've been, as you probably know if you saw last week's special episode from Hong Kong. Soz.
The week before, yeah.
Who do we think we are? The news agents. Sorry about that. It's great. Absolutely loved it. If you ever get a chance to go to Asia, go. I tell you what, I have had the trip of a lifetime. I've got so many pictures and videos on my phone that I've got to try and edit together at some point to make some sort of holiday sort of.
Where was your favorite place? Because obviously you went Hong Kong, Japan and Singapore.
Yes,
so which was
right.
Your favorite country?
I mean, I would have to say Japan, just because it's so different from anywhere I've ever been before. And I tell you what, 6 days in Japan is not enough. You know, I've only just scratched the surface of Japan. I tell you, I really want to go back and just sort of explore it more. I went on the bullet train. Let me tell you about Japanese toilets. Oh my God. I mean, they're amazing, Ray. I'm not going to lie to you. Japanese toilets make you look forward to going to the loo again, let me tell you.
I've heard this. You know what? It's what everyone says about Japan is the toilets.
I'm genuinely
so what do they play music
one?
To you?
They don't, like, probably some of them do, yeah. But it's like you've got bidet options, but you can also shower your bum, front bottom and back bottom, Ray. Just to let you know, that's a thing. And... In public toilets, there is a privacy button as well. You know the noise your loo mate. You know the noise your loo makes when you flush it. You press that button; it makes that noise really loudly in the cubicle.
I've heard about this white noise kind of thing, so that it covers the sounds of any sounds that your bottom might be making,
or any part of you. To be perfectly honest with you, it's marvelous. So yeah, genuinely considering getting a Japanese toilet attachment for my own loo.
Yep.
Save a fortune on loo roll, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm glad that's what you've learned about going
there you
to
go.
Japan.
Yeah, if anything, my takeaway is that Japanese toilets are the best. But no, the culture was amazing. The food was amazing.
Was
the
it? You're not that, amazing. Normally that much of a fan of Asian food, are you?
I'm not a massive fan of I wouldn't go for I'm a Chinese tonight. It's just
I'm
not
same.
My,
I've
yeah,
never
it's
been
not,
like
it's
that.
Not my favourite. And I wouldn't say that I discovered a newfound love for Asian food while I was there, but it's, you know, you kind of got
to. You might
to.
Go to a Wagamama's when you go past one.
Yeah,
now.
I went.
I don't know how authentically Japanese they are. I'm so sorry to anyone who
that classic Japanese dish. Yeah, Wagamama's, a cheeky Wagamama's. No, I had sushi. I tried some sushi while I was there. I had dumplings. I had ramen. You know, I had all the norms, all the big ones. But yeah, no, it's decent, absolutely decent. But then also, we found probably the best Italian restaurant I've ever been to in my life there as well, which isn't very.
Of course you did.
Which isn't very Asian.
Of course you did.
But it was bloody good, let me tell you. Probably the best pasta I've ever had in my life. So
you can take the boy out of Europe.
Probably a better Italian food than when I went to Italy, I found. That was quite nice.
Probably ingredients, I don't know.
Probably. But there we go. But I am back now. Hope you missed us. We certainly missed you last week. Let's have a brief little chat about what we missed last week. Fortunately, I think we missed the right week. I don't think anything too mammoth happened last week. The biggest takeaway from last week was that the Chelsea secret is out.
Yes,
and the whole like Penny now knows. I think probably one of my highlights for last week was Penny ram raiding Chelsea when she discovered the secret. That just made me laugh. So where do you think this goes from here? I mean, it feels like the Chelsea stuff has sort of now been done, and this is now more about Penny and Jack, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels like that's where it's all been kind of leading up to. Something big enough for Penny to need to get revenge on Jack.
I don't think she needed too much of an excuse, to be honest with you.
No, I think he's awful, to be quite honest. And we had all the stuff with Amy and Penny and him being quiet. We're the same week where he said to Penny, like, oh, it's the Penny pity party. And I was like, are you for real, mate? Are you actually for real?
Yeah.
Like, you're the reason that she's in the wheelchair and you're saying stuff like that. I don't understand why he's so unsympathetic. Do you think he don't want to admit to his guilt
like
and his part in it or something?
Yeah,
like, denial,
maybe.
Almost.
I did quite enjoy Amy having a go at Penny, including the phrase, I might never walk again. And it's like you're talking to Penny when you say this.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Of all the things you could say, it's probably not the most subtle. But I did enjoy all that. I'm liking Penny. I'm glad that we sort of having Penny's
I
got a
love Penny
purpose.
now, actually.
Penny's
Yeah,
getting a
I love Penny
purpose
now.
now. I've got to be
Yeah.
honest, there was a time where I was sort of like, I'm not quite sure why they brought Penny into it.
Yeah.
I don't quite get what the point of
Huh?
her is yet. But now they've kind of got this whole thing going on with her and Jack, and that's probably clearly going to run and run for a little bit. So that's good. The Jack and Denise thing, I thought that was. I'm glad that sort of now been put to bed because I kind of couldn't be arsed with them getting back together again, to be
Oh, and I
honest.
wanted them to get back together, actually.
Did
I were
you?
quite, and do you know what? I were never a Jack and Denise stan either, but then I were like, do you know what? They work there, don't they? But
Yeah,
clearly
but the thing
not.
is,
What do
though,
I
the
know?
reason they work is because all we've really ever seen them do is break up. Like, we never saw them that much when they were
Oh.
a proper, like, loving couple together, apart from the odd. But then from Ravi's thing with
Yeah.
Denise
Oh, yeah.
onwards.
I
That's
like
just
them as a family unit, though. I think they work well as
yes.
a family unit, and like
Yeah, yeah,
Denise
yeah.
being a really doting stepmother, I liked that. I like just having a bit, I mean, I know they're not, but having almost a bit of a normal kind of family dynamic on the square were quite nice. But obviously, that's
I
gone.
mean, let's talk about the vote, the Branning vote, as though any Brannings could ever be in the same room and come to any agreement about anything whatsoever. Jack really thought that a vote was going to help in that situation. Crazy.
It's amazing that they all played along, but then it was so much more realistic when at first Penny were like, "Well, I don't care about your vote. I'm going to the police station."
Yeah,
Like, you think
fair.
this even matters?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't
Fair.
legally binding, by the way. You might be a
Yeah,
copper, but this
yeah,
isn't.
yeah,
I don't have to go
yeah.
by this
I don't
vote.
care. Yeah, yeah. But then she saw Jordan, and obviously she'd been having her own little thoughts about having parents in her life growing up. So I think we needed that moment of Hersey and Jordan and Chelsea to understand why Penny didn't go to the police station. But even still, like, because she's still talking about how she's going to get a criminal record, she still could go and do it if she really wanted
Yeah,
to.
she could at any
So,
time, to be perfectly honest with you, couldn't
yeah.
she? Like, at any time. This
Yeah.
doesn't have to be over just because they've sort of, she's sort of decided to have this moment. Well, I need to think more about Jordan than anybody else. But we'll see where it goes. But I think this is now more going to be about the relationship between Penny and Jack and how she's going to destroy him. And honestly, like you say, at this stage, Team Penny, 100% of the way, right?
I mean, I'm Team Penny, but does she really need to destroy him? If you're that bothered, maybe just leave Walford and like. I mean, I know there'd be no
Where's the fun
storyline
in that, really? Where's the
there,
revenge fun in that, right? I have to say, if you want to make it official, I'd say last week Penny would have got my gold star.
oh yeah, fair. Yeah, actually, same probably. You know,
Oh, we'd
yeah.
have done that last week, would we? We'd have done one of our rare same gold stars last week, would we?
I don't know if she wanted to. Maybe I might have, I don't know, I might have given it to Denise actually for
Okay,
finally
so
coming
let's
clean
say if should we say
instead.
if, should we say officially then? Well, she didn't come
Penny
clean.
and
Chelsea came clean more than Denise
yeah,
did.
but you know what? Yeah, but no, it was Denise really who told everyone, weren't it?
Yes, but
She
I don't
said
know.
she told the family.
She did. Well, so that was last week, and I think we definitely came back on the right week because my God, what a week it's been this week. It's been kicking off left, right, and centre, hasn't it? And welcome
Yeah, I mean,
back.
just.
So we have quite a lot to discuss. We've had people hanging from train bridges. We've had domestic violence. We've had social workers turning up. It's been a week. It's been a mad old week, and a new war has been declared. I would argue, way later than I thought this official war was ever going to ignite. Right, the Mitchells versus the Panesars. Why has this taken so long to happen? And why has it taken the new Mitchells to come in and start this war when there was seemed to be enough material to start them fighting way before these lot turned up?
Well, they had a little mini kind of war, I guess, didn't the Kira and Ben had some beef before and the whole Jags thing and all that jazz.
So we'll talk about that. I think we'll talk about the Mitchell Panesar stuff now. So we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Albert Square After Dark. So let's kick off talking about this week. And Ree, I have something to ask you. Okay, so you are the mother of a young girl. You've got a daughter, right?
Indeed, I am.
And at the moment, she's at a very sweet, innocent age. She just
Of
nearly
course.
3 at the moment, isn't she? I think.
Oh, yeah, two and a
I
half,
know,
yeah.
2.5, nearly 3. So at the moment, she's all very sweet and innocent, and playing with dolls and toys and everything.
Yeah.
Well, ish, innocent-ish. But she's certainly not going around and like looking at boys and getting in strangers'
Certainly hope
cars and doing any of
not.
that. Not at her age.
No.
So how would you feel, Ree, if in say, let's say 10,
10.
50, 10, 15 years' time, okay, that
Giving me
something like
slight
this
anxiety
happened.
right now,
Yeah,
Rob,
I
with this
know.
conversation.
And your partner decided to dangle said boy that he suspected doing anything with your daughter over a railway bridge. How would you
I
feel
would
about that?
say fair play.
You'd be all up for that, would you? That you'd be
I
spare.
would.
You'd be holding the other leg, would you, in that
Yes.
situation?
Well, you'd expect them to make sure they've got the right person first,
It might help.
at
It might
least.
help. I mean, this of the were. Okay, so the Ivani and Mason stuff has sort of
Great. I
been.
sound like a great parent now, Rob, by the way. Dangle them off a
Yeah, I'd
bridge.
totally
Plus,
dangle
it's
a
the
kid
right
off a bridge.
person.
Yes, I would. In fact, I'd hold the other leg. That's what would happen. Yes. Just noted, Ree. So just tell all your kids
Don't mess
in
with
10
my
years'
kid, all
time, don't
right?
go near Ree's daughter while you're getting dangled over a railway bridge, let me tell you. The Mason and Ivani stuff sort of came to a culmination this week. I've got to be honest, the Mason and Ivani stuff didn't go in the direction I thought it was going to go, because I thought this was heading more in the direction of the Tiffany story from a few years back, where Ivani was just going to fall into a sort of dark underworld of weirdos and, let's be honest, paedophiles at one
Yeah.
stage, right? That's where I kind of thought it was heading.
I agree. I totally thought that. I thought it was going to be a much longer little
Yeah, much bigger
storyline going
story.
on.
Yeah,
Yeah, a lot
yeah.
more. Yeah. Kind of glad in a way that it's not, because we've still got innocent Ivani, which is quite nice. I
Well,
know she's not perfectly innocent, but
innocent-ish
you know what I
Ivani.
mean. Yeah.
I mean, Mason is an absolute charmer, isn't he? What a nice boy. What a lovely boy. I
So
mean,
odd as well, isn't it? Like, he's like, what, 18, 19, going off
yeah.
to
Well,
a kid.
he's at college, isn't he?
It were more bizarre because she's in a school uniform. Like, that was
Yeah.
weird.
Yeah, I
That's
mean, at
weird.
no point, like, he was, there's not even anything along the lines of, like, even the Jay and Star storyline where, she lied about her age and Jay thought she was,
Genuinely didn't
yeah, like,
know,
no,
yeah.
he was fully, like, the first time we really saw these two together, Mason was made fully aware of Ivani's age, and he was like, oh, that's
Yeah.
cool, that's fine. Yeah, wear your
Yeah.
school uniform, that makes it 10 times better, thank you very much. What a creep. And he's driving around and sort of taking her to places, and he wants to have sex with her, and that very much seems to be, that's the basis of that. That's the deal breaker of our relationship. All right, that I have sex with you now because I've taken you to dinner, so obviously we're gonna have sex now. That's how that works, right? What a creep, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, the week before, which we obviously missed on the podcast, Priya was
Yes,
having some very, see,
well,
top mum
yes,
points for Priya.
100%.
She had
No,
some great
100%.
conversations with
100%. I loved Priya last week. I loved the, I mean, there was a lot of I loved about Priya last week, going from her. Genuinely trying to work out lesbian etiquette, what she should wear to an engagement party,
Ivani. Still like that.
to her genuine horror and befuddlement at the idea of Barney and Ivani going together. That was funny. And then sort of the failure of the date with Junior. I quite liked her dumping him
Oh
by drinking his
yeah.
downing her drink and then shrugging and then downing his drink as well. That was quite good fun. And then finally that scene where she was just giving her genuinely motherly advice. And I love the fact that there was no hypocrisy with Priya at that point, because she,
No.
and I think we discussed this, didn't we? It was just like, I'd be interested to sort of see how Priya's going to react to this, because there's no way that Priya didn't do this sort of thing when she was a similar age, right?
Exactly. But
So
that's
I,
what she pretty much told Ivani,
yeah,
like,
which I
let me
loved.
teach you from my
Yeah.
mistakes
Yeah.
because,
And I think that
and
had
I
an impact, didn't it? That I think,
Yeah.
because I feel like if Ivani hadn't had that conversation with Priya, I feel like she would have probably gone all the way without really wanting to, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think it definitely helped. Definitely helped. Otherwise, yeah, she probably would have tried to get in that back seat, but instead she said no because it didn't quite feel right.
Which was
So
great, and
well
I'm
done,
pleased.
Priya.
Yeah, and I'm pleased that they
See?
showed that actually, like that message that of girls saying, actually, no, piss off. I don't want to have sex with you,
Yeah.
creep. Go away. Didn't exactly get a great reaction, because Mason then chucked her out of the car and drove off, leaving her like all bruised and bloodied and just what a bastard, basically, like an awful human being.
Dragged her across the floor so her
Awful.
tights all got
Yeah,
red.
awful. Like,
Cretin of a human being.
you will stay a virgin for the rest of your life, mate, if you carry on like that. Like, and if anything, I don't think you'll
Oh,
be.
did you think, is that what you think he is? I thought he just like went around doing this to schoolgirls, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, either way, he ain't gonna be doing it for a
But
long
yeah.
time, I have a feeling. But I
Yeah.
feel like Ravi probably broke his legs, and I don't
Do you
think I've
think we're
got
going
any
to see him
objections to
again,
that.
or do you think it's just that happened off screen and that's done
Yeah,
with?
I think
You
that might be done
reckon?
with that. I wouldn't be. I don't feel like there's any need, because I feel like Ivani's definitely learned a lesson in terms of, like, well, I'm not gonna do that
True.
again. And I don't think that he's gonna go anywhere near Ivani again, because she's got a very scary daddy with massive oak tree arms that broke his legs. So
That is true.
It feels unlikely that
You
we'll
think
see
it's
Mason
done?
again. I think it's done, but we'll see. We will
Unless he
see.
reports him to, well, he can't report him to the police
No,
though,
not
can he? Because
really.
then he
No,
has to. Yeah, fair.
because
Yeah, done then. That's done.
Ravi's had his time with the police this week. I think he doesn't really want to see them again for a little while. Because my God. So Avani returns to the square after this altercation with Mason, right? All covered in cuts and bruises and looking like she's just been beaten up, basically. And they've been doing this thing where Avani and Barney have sort of been friends. I love Avani and Barney's relationship, by the way. I think it's so
Yeah,
sweet. Their
I
names
do
even
now.
rhyme.
Yeah.
Their names even rhyme. It's just
Bavani.
cute. Bavani. It's just cute, right? I love their relationship. But I wonder, actually, this is going in a bit of a Romeo and Juliet direction with those two.
Exactly. Montagues v. Capulets,
Yes,
surely.
I think
Surely
so.
that's exactly what this is
Can't
all
you tell
leading
we
to.
studied drama at university?
See,
We
it's done as well, Rob. It's
know
done
our
as well.
Shakespeare. References like that, they don't go over our heads. We're like, yeah, that's Shakespeare, that is. Yeah, Shakespeare. We know our Shakespeare. Yes. But I do wonder if that's where it's going, actually. And I think that'd be quite interesting. Sort of these two warring families that can't stand each other. I mean, there hasn't been very much in the way of wanting them to be apart at the moment, has there? Like, I think like everyone's sort of aware that the two of them are friends. So even with everything else that went on this week, I don't think there's been a moment yet where they've turned around and said, I don't want you seeing him anymore. I don't want you spending any time with her anymore, have they?
No, that's true, except for obviously the whole thing when they set fire to the pest control thing.
Well,
But
they
when
said
Harry
set
and
fire to it or set a load of smoke machines off to just spray through the windows. One of the two.
yeah,
Wasn't really
but
fire, was it?
Harry and Teddy did say keep with did want to send Barney to school and said we want you to stay away from the Panesars for a bit. But I don't think they meant Avani
No,
specifically.
Ravi more probably than anybody else
Yeah, just
because,
out of the firing line.
yeah, I mean, as much as you clearly approve of his actions in that regard, I feel like the message we were supposed to be getting was that Ravi went a bit mad this week, and my God, did he go a bit mad? He dangled Barney over the railway bridge. Now, I mean, there's ways and means of dealing with situations.
Yeah,
I
there
feel like
are.
that maybe wasn't his best idea. I mean, poor
You can
Barney,
see
all I
it
can
in the
say.
moment though, Ravi being overprotective. And I think he'd
There's
do the same if it was
overprotective.
Nugget who'd been injured or
Yes.
you know what I
Yeah.
mean? I don't think it's necessarily to do with it
No.
being a girl. He's just being
No, not at
overprotective
all.
of his kids
Of his
and
kids, yeah.
acted on
Oh, so good
impulse.
dad then, yeah?
The only thing I would have made sure is it's the right person before you go dangling someone off a bridge,
Yeah,
Ravi. I'm
I
not
mean.
condoning him, right. Just to
She is.
clarify.
She absolutely loved it. She messaged me and thought she messaged re actually messaged me this week and
Go on
said, "Do you
then,
know
what did I
what?
say?
That's what I'm going to be like as a parent when I get. I'm going to
Yeah,
dangle kids left, right, and
totally.
centre over railway
Yeah,
bridges.
yeah,
That's me all day long." I mean, yeah, the whole sort of thinking that it was Barney. I'm not entirely. I mean, I get that they were sort of trying to deceive the parents into thinking that they were
they were
spending
seeing
time
each
together,
other.
and so that it could only have been Barney. But at the same time, I feel like I would have struggled to believe that it was Barney at that moment. You know, the weirdo kid that as they keep calling him, who just sits and reads. He's hardly going to do that to somebody, is he?
Ravi
Really?
is Ravi can be very impulsive like that though, can't he? He's
Ever so
very
slightly.
angry as well. I can see how it all happened. I mean, really though, he should have just gone around to Teddy's, shouldn't he? And been like, I think your kid might have done this. And then
Yeah, can we
Teddy
have a
would have said,
conversation about this?
actually he's covering for your daughter, mate.
However, what this did do, this mad act, is start to give us, I think, a little bit of a darker showing of Teddy, right? Which you have been theorizing for many, many weeks
Yes.
now. Yes, now let's talk about this. Teddy Mitchell,
Yes.
where are we at? Are we going to get a bad guy out of this, or is he a good guy with just a little bit too much impulsiveness about his kids, like Ravi in that regard, right?
I love Teddy now because I've seen the real
You are
Teddy.
so awkward. I mean, yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
but I've seen
fascinated by
the
it.
real Teddy
I
now, so
agree.
now I feel like I know him more because
I agree,
before I didn't know
but
whether to trust him. Now I'm like, right, it's okay. He does set a fire to shit. Sorry. But that's okay because that's him. That's him. That's okay.
Now he's being honest
Right.
with you. You're quite happy with him, right?
No,
And he didn't wear that
genuinely.
jumper over his shoulder once this
And
week,
he's
did
stopped wearing that jumper, thank God. Well,
he?
he's obviously, we had scenes of him and Barney playing chess, you know,
I love
showing that
that.
he's a strategic player. And I thought it was quite nice because we saw that Harry gets some qualities from Teddy that aren't as strategic, and Barney clearly gets those tendencies from Teddy as well.
There was one little aspect of this that I was a bit disappointed by. just the one. And that the chess scene I absolutely loved, all right, because that showed that he re and I and that conversation he had with Barney, where it was just like, yeah, I don't understand you sometimes, but you're perfect, you're my son, I love you, right? That's what I expect from Teddy, whether he is a bad guy or a good guy. And I feel like we have some clues this week, actually, he might be a bad guy, which we'll come to in a moment with the whole Harry's girlfriend thing. We'll talk about that in a moment. Got a theory, got a theory, got a theory. But I loved that aspect of Teddy, and that's what I've come to expect from Teddy, that he's just cleverer like that. He's more mature like that. So I was kind of disappointed that he then tried to get Barney into self-defense classes and judo and and do you know what I mean? Because I feel like that was more the sort of thing I'd expect from Phil in terms of like, well, obviously violence will solve your problems. And I
I
always thought that
think,
Teddy was a little bit better than that. You know, I always got the vibe off Teddy that he was more mind over muscle. You
yeah,
know?
he is. I understand you saying that because I did think you've ended it
Mm.
with that, but actually, I
Yeah,
thought
that
that
felt
was
like an
like a
odd.
proper. Now, I thought that were quite a Mitchell thing to do. That's showing that he's still a
So, d
Mitchell there.
right, so you think that all that overarching I'm a Mitchell thing will always win over any
I
other
think he
sort of
want.
personality traits, right?
I think he's trying to find the line and he's like, yeah,
Mm.
okay, but also, because obviously he had that conversation with Billy where Billy were like, do you want to be teaching him that violence is always the answer?
But this
And
is the thing, I thought that came out of left field from Billy. I was sort of like, what is Billy reading out of that? Because that
so
had come just after the chess scene where they had been like, you can almost imagine that Teddy taught Barney how to play chess, you know, like they've had those moments together where it's not like Barney's ever made to feel like an outsider. This isn't a Ben situation, right? This isn't a story where you've got this kid who feels so out of place and constantly trying to make his father proud of him in the same way that Ben always was. Like, this is a kid who's been allowed to be who he is, right? Even Harry in like that little moment this week saying, "I've got a girlfriend, boyfriend, I'm fine with that," you know, like that's never going to be an issue within that within those men's lives. So I kind of thought that the encouraging the violence side of thing was almost like a bit of a step back from what I've expected from these guys, you know?
But he wasn't encouraging violence. This is the thing, though, isn't it? It's like we say when we don't understand boxing.
Mm.
Right, he's trying to do it in a way where it's not violent, almost self-defense.
Mm.
Not trying to teach him how to box per se or punch. Trying to teach him. I think he just wants him to have a mix of life skills, and maybe it's giving him a bit of a thing to go, actually, maybe I haven't done enough of that side. He's trying to find the balance, I think, between. You know
Yeah,
what I
I get
mean?
it
Let's be
because
honest though, right? He's already getting in like in the middle of stuff, Barney, despite the fact that he's not the kind of kid who's going to. So maybe he's just thinking, yeah, but you're getting a bit older now and you might get in the middle of stuff. So maybe you need to learn a few of these other types of life skills. I understand what you're saying
No,
though.
I mean, I get what you're saying because ultimately, what Teddy's argument there is like, well, neither me or Harry would have found ourselves being dangled over that railway bridge, but you're not as muscly or you're not as good at
And
self-defense as we are, right?
he did try and talk his way out of it, which Ravi
It
just
really didn't
took
work.
completely
Really
wrong.
didn't. Yeah, that's
Cora,
because
what did he say
he
now?
kept
You
trying
should
to
look
pick him up on
something
his.
up.
Yeah, literally, he's got him pinned up against the wall and Barney's correcting his grammar. Like,
Yeah,
it's not a genius
exactly.
idea, Barney. You didn't read enough books on how to deal with that kind of situation, did
Whereas
you?
if he'd had some self-defense classes, he
Yeah.
didn't need to necessarily punch Ravi, but he could have maybe escaped his grip a bit easier and
Yeah.
run off in a different
Yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
So,
his thinking. So, like I said, trying to find the balance, I think.
yes. So this kind of goes on. This war between the Mitchells and the Panesars has now been established because Teddy's answer to Barney being dangled over a railway bridge is to set fire to the call centre. Now, automatically, I'm going to say I'm delighted by this because that call centre has been pointless for ages now. Now it's
Yeah.
gone. So that's good.
Now we've
I've
got something else incoming, which is
Because,
nice.
yeah, they had all of these Mitchell, not Mitchell, these Panesar businesses, and it was almost too much for the Panesars, I think, too, because as the group of Panesars kind of started to shrink a little bit, it's sort of like, what are you doing with all these businesses that they're supposed to have everywhere?
Weren't it a front though, anyway,
Oh, it
the
was a rat
pest
catching
control to
business at one
start
point.
with?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a front, and then they started doing it really so that it weren't just
Yeah.
a really blatant front
I can't
almost. And
remember.
then
I
I don't know
can't
if they carried on
remember.
using it for a front.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. But I think now it's gone. And I'm glad that they've done that. It's sort of just like that's out of the way now. I feel like the Minute Mart's not going to be really Panesar owned for that much longer because now they've got Alfie working there. I feel like they're taking the Minute Mart in a new direction now as well. So I'm intrigued to sort of see what happens with this with the Panesar family businesses after Nisha's eventually like gone.
Oh, spoiler. Can we do a spoiler? Or should
Spoiler
we wait
siren,
till the.
spoiler siren, spoiler siren, Nina, Nina, Nina.
Nina,
Go on.
Nina. We've seen some pictures leading up to Christmas of the Minute
Yes.
Mart. Is this
It's been painted,
related?
hasn't it? It's been painted or more boarded up and painted.
That's.
Yes, I do wonder. Nishi's end approaches very, very soon, I should
Is it
think.
going to be the
So,
Mitchells?
one final. Well, you reckon? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot that Nish has got to get sorted before he goes. Presumably, at some point, there's still little elements of the Six storyline that they've got to sort of finish with Nish as well. I feel like his main confrontation ending is going to be with Suki, obviously, and I
It
think
needs to be
there's
really, doesn't
yeah, I
it?
don't think this whole thing with the Mitchells is going to be the ending for Nish. I feel like that would be almost a waste of all this build-up that we've had with Nish and the Six and the Panesars. It would for the
Could be
Mitchells
that it
just to be
could.
the thing that ends it would be a bit disappointing, I think.
It could be that the Mitchells do something. Suki finds Nish, and again, she don't call him an ambulance or something like that again. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. I feel like that's going to be a separate big thing over there. It's Halloween soon, and the EastEnders does sometimes do a big Halloween. So I feel like that would be the perfect
Next
time, wouldn't
week.
it? Is it? Yes. Oh, exciting. See what happens over the next couple of
Anyway,
weeks.
spoiler over.
There we go. Nina, Nina, knee done. Yes, so they've set fire to the call centre, and now it's just war on, basically. As much as Suki and Nish have tried to sort of like steady the waters between them. Teddy clearly isn't that interested in like, I know you've done it now. We're up, this is happening now. Whether you can be as reasonable as you like about it, but this is happening now.
But surely now it depends on whether the Panesars do anything in retaliation to the fire. Because if they just leave it, then it just done.
But I feel
Or
like,
Mitchell's going to carry on. Like,
well, I feel like
why?
the main motivation for them not retaliating to the fire was the fact that Ty was around, who is the cutest kid ever, by the way. He's
Okay.
adorable, right? So I feel like that was Suki's very much her motivation for like, okay, right, wars can stop for the moment. We've got a 2-year-old in the
Got a
house.
grandson around,
Let's just
okay?
chill out for a moment, everybody. But then once the kid's gone, I feel like there's it's like, why start this if you're not going to continue it, right? And I feel like Mitchells naturally have to be having a war with somebody at some point along the line. So I don't know, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm trying to think what the Panesars are going to do in retaliation. Or more specifically, is it going to be Ravi and Vinny, do you think, are going to do something?
Little video try. Bless him.
And
Many will
fail.
try.
But
Yeah,
what can they
ultimately.
do there? It'd be the house or Barney again or something. I don't see what they could really do because it's not like
No.
they've got a bunch of businesses that they can go and attack. Garage is in, Harry's. He just works there. So what would
Yeah.
they actually do next? I
Well, it
don't know.
depends what happens
Go
when
on.
Mummy Mitchell turns up, right? Because Barney has been getting in touch with his mum, who we know is called Nicola, who we'll be seeing very soon. And there's some other secret stuff going on there, right? So, like, Harry doesn't want him to be talking to his mum. Teddy doesn't want him to be talking to his mum. And when he's gone, he's left a note saying I'm off to visit mum bye and has gone off to wherever she is for a couple of weeks. And
So, well,
presumably,
ha
yeah.
Barney thought that she were in Bali all this time, but they've said otherwise as well. Do you know what I think? The only thing I can think it's to do with is that maybe she didn't, because it like they've only just split up recently, a few months, that the mum didn't believe Harry didn't have anything to do with Shireen, and maybe she did think that he had something to do with his ex-girlfriend. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about that now. We may as well sort of bring it up while we're
Oh,
talking about this
yeah, and
Mitchell
that.
secret. All right. So the Penny
Lots
and
have
Hat.
happened with him, hasn't it,
A
this
lot
week?
has happened. Yeah, it's been a busy week for the new Mitchell boys. The whole thing with Harry and Penny, because obviously Penny is now intent on bringing Jack down, and Jack is intent on bringing Harry down completely separately, I would argue. Like, he's just decided he doesn't like Harry, so he's going to sort of try and do something about that. And Jack has managed to uncover this whole thing that Harry is suspected of murdering his ex-girlfriend. Now, I was really sort of like, oh, when that was revealed, right? I wasn't expecting
Yeah,
that.
same.
And I feel like my initial instinct was Teddy's got something to do with it, and he just hasn't told Harry.
Really? Oh,
I don't know why
interesting.
that came to my mind straight away, because I was just like, well, Harry's this sort of big, brawny thug type, but I don't think that he's going around murdering ex-girlfriends. It doesn't seem that sort of thing. But then Teddy's always
No,
got this
definitely.
sort of weird undercurrent to him, where it's sort of like we're
Oh,
not
do you
quite sure
think?
what to make of him. We can't quite focus on
Oh.
his character. So I wonder if he's got something to do with it. But then,
Interesting.
is there a connection between that and this whatever secret's going on with the mum?
Well, this is what I was thinking. Is it just that she didn't believe Harry and that she did think that he'd had something to do with his girlfriend disappearing? But then you're saying this, right? If Te Given Teddy's character and what we know of him, if he genuinely believed that Harry was innocent, wouldn't he make him stay there and ride it out and say, "You're not running away, boy. If you're innocent, there's no point in running away and leaving. So why would he
Yeah,
make him
but
leave?"
unless he's running away from something and he just
But
has to
that's what
take the
I'm
boys with him.
saying.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's what I mean.
exactly.
Now you've said that, is it
Yeah.
actually because he's running away?
Because it has been made quite apparent that they're running away from something, isn't it? Like,
And now
so.
we think it's that Harry's been suspected of killing Shireen,
Yeah.
who they've
But
still
then
not
what?
found, apparently.
No, they've still not found her. And then meanwhile, what the hell is going on with the mum? And what secret are they trying to keep from her? And what secret are they keeping from Barney? Because
Barney.
Barney apparently doesn't know something that's gone on. So what is going on with these three? I'm very, very curious and interested by that. And I thought this was a really, really good week for all three of them, actually.
Yes.
I feel like there's up to I've got to be honest, up to now, I've been looking at Harry and thought you're literally just Keanu. Like this is
Yeah,
that's all
definitely.
you are. And now we've sort there's sort of like a little bit of a more sort of interesting undertone than I think Keanu ever had, I'll be honest. So I'm
He really
intrigued.
hates the police, doesn't he,
He
Harry?
does, yes. I mean that's a Mitchell.
Filth. All
That's
filth. Lot of 'em. Filth.
filth, filth. I mean, that's a Mitchell thing through and through anyway, though, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
And this is the interesting thing. We said this a couple of weeks ago. I'm always intrigued when Mitchells are sort of, when do you stop being just a Mitchell and turn into a bad guy? Like, where is the line there? You know, like,
Well, killing your ex-girlfriend,
I
that'd
think
be
so. I think that falls into
that'd be
falling
one
into
line.
bad guy territory. You
Yeah,
know, you turn
yeah.
from Phil to Archie.
Murder.
You know, there's a difference.
I mean, the
It's
fire's pretty bad, to be
pretty
fair.
bad, but at the same time, doesn't surprise me with
I'll
Mitchells.
be
You
right,
know,
it's just a
yeah,
Mitchell, so it's
it's just
all
a
right if they
Mitchell
set
thing.
fire to an entire building.
Isn't that
Yeah,
weird that like
fine.
they've managed to sort of create this family unit? Like, however many they decide to throw at them, like it's there's always a line. So yeah, it's a Mitchell thing. That's fine. I don't hate you. You're not a bad guy. You're just a Mitchell. And it's like, when does that behavior then turn into you've gone too far, even for a Mitchell? You know, it's whatever is being hidden from Barney and ultimately us. I feel like we're going to discover it in the next couple of weeks, and we'll find out exactly who we're supposed to trust and who we're not supposed to trust. And I think it's all very much going to depend on Teddy, because I think we saw him very, very angry this week, very, very sort of aggressive, very, very sort of well prepared to start a war with pretty much anybody. So how far is Teddy Mitchell prepared to go, and what has he got to hide? Bring it on. Right then, ladies and gents, let's talk about the next story. Right, on to Cat, Alfie and the little shit, as he's now being known these days, Tommy. I mean, wow. First and foremost, I want to say Jessie Wallace was amazing this week. I thought she gave such a great performance. So there was really subtle moments where you could just see sort of the history of Kat's life getting her to this point. I thought that was really, really done really, really well. So the last time that we really saw the Tommy and Kat storyline, he'd just punched Kat in the face.
Yeah.
And it seems that to kind of give the bruising time to go down, Kat's sort of been hiding away and sort of told everyone that she's got COVID and she's sort
Great
of not leaving
excuse.
the house. I don't think it just works, right? I mean, talk to me about what you thought about this storyline this week, Reeve, because I thought that actually this was really, really strong, really, really well done. And I thought actually this, if you think about it, this hasn't just happened overnight. This has actually been in the pipeline for well over a year now that Tommy's been angry and violent and
Yeah. Well, if I'm honest with you, right, I agree with you. Jessie Wallace, great performance. Cat Slater, on the other hand, right, I've been
frustrating.
questioning. Yeah. See, I don't, well, I do understand and I don't understand. At what point does she say, "I'm putting Tommy above the twins who he's hurting"? Because
Yeah.
everyone else around her is making this very clear distinction of, he's hurting the twins now. This is way too.
That's the
So you're
point,
talking
yeah.
about the line between being a Mitchell and a bad boy, right?
Yes.
Right, kind of
Beat
the
your mum up,
same.
that's fine. Beat the twins up, that's you means you're a bad
No,
guy now. Yeah.
well,
Yeah.
but it is, and obviously, before they even found out that he were hurting the twins, they watched him deliberately burn Freddie.
Yeah,
Like, just because
that's
he's doing it to adults, if anything, I would be like, if he's doing it to adults, he's probably
in
doing it
front
to the
of
kids
people
as
as
well,
well.
anyway.
In
Yeah,
like, it's
he's
not
not
like he's
even
doing
trying to
it
hide it
privately. No,
anymore.
he's just doing it openly because what are you gonna do about it? You know,
Yeah.
it's
So I've not really understood Kat's perspective. Having a way, because obviously it's still a kid, it's still a baby and all of that.
Yeah.
But also, surely Kat's got a line with Tommy where she has to go, no. But I did
Well,
see these dot comparisons of, he's a good boy deep down. He's a
so
good
mad.
boy, my Tommy.
It's so mad to me to be at any point in her life comparing Kat to Dot.
But, right.
Yeah, I get it though. I get what you mean. I know what you're saying, but I kind of think that it's literally just denial at this point because I feel like admitting that you are in any form of domestically violent relationship is the hardest part to do, right? And that it doesn't just have to be a partner, that can be anybody in your immediate household, right? Especially, I don't think that violence between son and mother is something that you immediately kind of think of in terms of domestic violence. It's not something that I
True.
think is easy to sort of admit is happening to you, right? Because when you've got a kid like Tommy, who is going through his teenage years and he seems to just have hormones flying around like missiles. It's sort of, I feel like it's difficult for you to admit it because I think what you also have to go through at that moment is sort of like, well, what have I done to get him to that stage? Because it's not just, watching it from like, like Stacey and Jean were watching it from their perspective. It's sort of like, it's not their kid. Kat's having these moments where she's sat there going, this must be my fault, and blaming herself for absolutely everything. And so it sort of absolves Tommy of all blame from her perspective.
But I get that, like with her, it's almost a, well, it's only me he's doing it to, so I'm not that bothered, and she's the
Yeah,
one who
yeah, yeah.
admits domestic violence. But this is what I'm still struggling to see. Why does she not see where the line's been crossed with the boys? And I need to protect my two younger boys from him, because
Yeah.
actually he's got no problem in burning people now. Like, that's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
Been bruising it. What's he been doing to get him them bruises? Do you know what
I
I
mean,
mean?
just beating them up. Yeah.
Is she still on this whole, oh, it's just boys will be boys kind of thing? Actually, those two twins are like so sweet, so they're clearly not being
Yeah.
part of it themselves. I don't know. I were a bit disappointed in Kat, but also trying not to be like,
Yeah,
blame me.
I get the frustration, but I get it because it's sort of like, because she's making excuses for it. She's saying like, well, they're three boys. You know what I mean? Boys fight when they're growing up. That's the thing. And she even said this week, you should have seen the bruises I used to get from my sisters. So it is a kid thing that you will have these sorts of fights, and that's how she's sort of reasoning it in her
Justifying
head.
it.
Yeah, she's sort of, but at the same time, she cannot deny that she's terrified of him. And actually, everybody in that house is now terrified of him. The boys are terrified of him. I think Alfie is terrified of him as well. He's not admitting that, but I think he is absolutely terrified of his own son. They all are terrified of him because he is now this violent, aggressive, angry kid who I am struggling to see how he comes back from this in terms of his character. I feel like we're not going to have a kid now who is able to sort himself out and then be a nice kid again. I think he's gone too far for that now, hasn't he?
I agree, but then I'm skipping ahead a little bit here. Obviously, he's going to go stay with Zach. Is he
Yeah.
going to talk reasoning to him somehow, or do you think he's going to have similar struggles? Because he's going to have a job on trying to hit him.
Yeah, I mean, let's, Zach isn't exactly a, yeah, he's had a bit of experience with fostering, but this is going to be something that he has got to deal with directly. It's not going to be the easiest thing to deal with. It's not like Tommy is going to be capable, I don't think, at this stage of just controlling his anger just because he's not living with Kat and Alfie anymore.
I know, I just wondered if they've deliberately paired him with Zach because he might see him as a bit of a cooler guy. He's a bit younger. He helps out at the boxing den a lot. So he has got a
Muscly,
bit of
yeah.
experience with that. I don't know. I'm just wondering. I can't understand. Like, is it going to be that he's got something seriously wrong with him, Tommy, and that's why he's behaving like this? Or is this just him as a person? I can't decide where
Well,
they're
this is
taking
the
it, if you know what I
th
mean.
yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I'm struggling to sort of pin what has turned Tommy into this. Like, he isn't a kid. Yeah, he's had, a soap life, but I don't think that you could pin any specifically traumatic event on him that would make sense for him to be this angry at everything in his life at the moment, right? I keep bringing Ben
Yeah,
up as
no,
an
I
example,
can't think.
but I think
No,
Ben is the
I know what
perfect
you're
sort of
saying
character
there.
to sort of bring that example out of. Like, Ben makes sense because of what he's gone through in his life, but there hasn't been that stuff with Tommy. Like, everybody likes to bring up the fact that, oh, well, he was swapped as a baby. Yeah, that was as a baby. Like, nobody remembers anything that happened when they were a baby. You know,
Well, things
it's.
can affect you as a baby, to be fair, with the bonding and all of that, but I agree. I don't think it is anything to do with that personally. The only thing Kat mentioned, I think, this week was that she saw the change in him when he found out that Alfie wasn't his real dad. So is he just still clinging on to that and got a lot of anger and resentment about that?
Yeah,
Because
I
it's
mean, it's
quite a
in
big thing to be told as a kid that
it
you're not who
is.
you think you are, essentially.
But is that it? Is that like he's just confused about his own identity and he's just blaming his so-called parents for that confusion and that's why he's so angry? But then that doesn't explain why he's then attacking the twins and why he's making such he's why he's stealing and why he's doing everything that he's doing, you know, burning Freddy. Like, what the hell? Like, that none
It
of that
plays
explains that.
a, this whole incel stuff that you thought might start going on with Denzel and Nugget. Is it this? Because he's we're still seeing, I think it's just a laddish thing that he's just playing his video games and stuff. But is it that he's been influenced on there somehow? Because I know that there's a little subculture on there of boys being
I
an old
don't think
rape.
so. I don't think I think
No.
this is literally just an angry
An
and
angry
he's just an
teenager.
angry teenager. Like I was sort of trying to sort of make comparisons for this, and I was sort of reminded of Demon David in Corrie, you know, a few years back when he was, you know, pushing Gale down the stairs. But even that, I think you can look back over David's life and think of moments, you know, like being driven into a river or sort of that sort
Yeah,
of, you know, that crazy
exactly.
stuff. You can sort of explain David's character from stuff that's happened to him in his life. Again, with Tommy, I feel like there is maybe the people that were in his life have been more impactful than actual events. So you've got the likes of Phil, you've got the likes of, I mean, I don't think Kat's been a bad mother, really. Yes, she's made mistakes
No.
like any woman has, like in being a mother, do you know what I mean? But it's not anything that you can necessarily pin down and go, yeah, that's why Tommy is so angry. He is, and I think that's why as well Kat is able to, in her head, defend him because she can't think of any reason why he's like this. So it must be her fault, you know?
No, I agree. Yeah, I agree. There isn't anything that's. I mean, actually, weren't he going to be a footballer? And then he got caught. I mean, the fire could have been quite traumatic with Janine, if you remember that. And then he had to stop all his footballer dreams as a mixture of that and everything else. I don't know. I'm trying to,
No.
but that would be quite frustrating if you thought you had this career as a footballer and now you can't do it because you had an accident.
I mean,
It's
same.
something to do
I
with
could have been
that.
I could have been a footballer. I'm furious that I'm not.
Well, that's another whole other story, Rob, isn't it, that?
I know.
But
But
I'm trying to think of the
yeah,
little
I mean,
things along the way.
but I think that actually that's half the fascination of the story, actually, because and I don't think we're saying this a lot, like, so we're not getting why Tommy's so angry, but I don't actually think that that's a criticism of the storyline. I think that that's actually just who Tommy is turning into. You could maybe
Yeah.
argue that they're bringing a bit of a Michael Moon influence into Tommy, but again, I don't think that, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't think Michael even would have approved of anything that Tommy's doing at the moment because Michael was a lot more sinister in terms of mind manipulation. He was never
Yes,
an
you were a
ultra
bit more
violent.
Teddy, but even more
But
extreme kind of thing,
if Teddy was a really, really, really bad guy, you know, that yeah, Michael is where you cross the line. That's the difference.
yes,
Yeah.
that's the line. Oh,
That's the
I
line.
loved Michael Moon, though.
I
I'd
know,
love to
he's a
see
great
Tommy turning
character.
into a little Michael. He's
Great
one of my
character.
favourite EastEnders villains,
I
by
know he
far,
is. I
Michael
know he
Moon.
is. I know he is.
So if we go down the line, bring it on. I
But
mean,
again,
obviously
though,
not for
that
everyone
like
else involved, no, because you
no,
can't
wasn't
imagine.
the
Actually, though, would. Okay, let's imagine what Michael Moon would have been like as a teenager.
dark,
Would he have behaved
brooding.
this way?
I
Possibly
feel
with
like
younger kids.
possibly, but I feel yeah, Michael Moon would have been the sort to maybe hold the odd magnifying glass over a butterfly or something like that and burn it to death. But I feel like
I think he would have done what Tommy's done, but he would have hidden it better.
done it better and more subtly,
He
I
wouldn't be
think.
more
Yeah.
blatant
More
about it.
sinister and cleverer with it, more less brawn, more mind again. Yeah. I mean, I think the boxing has had a big influence on him because there was an interesting moment in the boxing den where he was sort of looking through like looking into the ring and watching these two lads having a box. And it was before the argument he had with Alfie, and he was just like, yeah, they're crap at that. Yeah, they're rubbish at that. And it's like he's basing his whole attitude as to what people, he's basing his whole respect on how good they are at fighting. So clearly violence is now a very big thing in Tommy's head. So
Which sounds a bit like Phil's influence,
it does
doesn't
sound
it?
like
He's
Phil's
saying it.
influence, but it's interesting, I think, that we haven't had that much interaction with Phil and Tommy recently.
No.
And is it just that he's missing Phil that much, that he's become attracted in a way to Phil's way of life, that he's acting out that way? Is there, like, he thinks that this is going to make Phil proud and make Phil want to adopt him or something? Like, it's
Oh, God. Oh, maybe. Nah.
Oedipus
Surely
complex. I
not.
don't know. I don't know what's happening. I really don't. But it's fascinating to watch. I think all performances in this were fantastic. Yeah, yes, Jesse Wallace was amazing. I mean, Sonny Kendall's doing amazing with this. I mean, I can't stand Tommy at the moment. I loathe him, and
Actually, yeah, he really is.
that's the strength of performance, because he is actually very intimidating, and he's very sort of, you can tell he's scary, and you can sort of see the anger in his eye. He's doing that very, very well. I thought Shane Ritchie had a fantastic week this week as
Yeah,
well.
he did actually, yeah. Yeah, I've liked
And
seeing this Alfie. I'm liking Alfie
this,
again now.
yeah, this is the Alfie that I think we need more. We've needed more. I think they've really ripened Alfie as a character. I think this really works for Alfie in this vein.
What did you think to Jean, by the way? Do you think
I
that she
got,
were out
yeah.
of order for calling
No, not in the
social
slightest.
services or
Not in the
not?
slightest. No, did you?
No.
No,
No. No.
I thought she was
I think.
absolutely right. And I thought it was really interesting that she was comparing the Tommy situation to the Sean situation. I thought that was quite a good comparison to make, because yes, Sean was a nutter at Tommy's age, and you can sort of see how she would make that connection, say it's happening again.
Maybe it's the Slater jeans,
It's
you
the
know,
Slater
they
gene, it's
have
the
got
Slater man
it.
thing. Charlie was never like this.
No, Charlie was the exception.
Yeah, mind you, Charlie could get violent when he wanted to. So Jean rings the social services, and the social services arrive after it's all been revealed that about. I mean, I'm assuming Jean told them absolutely everything about what happened with Freddie, about the bruises on the boys, and the social services turn up and they decide that for the safety of the twins, Tommy has to leave the house. I was a bit confused as to, would they really just let him move in next door? Was that right? Is that how that would work?
I don't see why not if he's with a foster, an approved
Is
foster
that all?
carer
Yeah,
and
is
he's not
that
going to be in
okay?
the house, as long as they've
Yeah.
got rules of like, if he's ever, maybe he's not allowed to visit the twins, or it'll be a case of you must be in the room at all times if he's with the twins. I don't know. But it's not like he's in the same building. Well, he's in the same building.
Yes,
Well, you know what I
essentially, yeah.
mean?
They're a brick
The same
apart.
house as him.
I mean, I liked that. I mean, again, I always like praise Community moments. I loved the moment where Bianca was like, "Oh, I'll take him." And I want to say this about Bianca is that actually that moment was why I love Bianca. Yes, Bianca is known for the screaming and the fighting and the Ricky and all that kind of stuff, but actually that's the character traits that I adore so much in Bianca, and why she works so well as a character, because her thinking at that exact moment where Kat's my mate, oh yeah, no, well, fine, that's my job now, I'll take Tommy in, and just strolled along quite calmly. Yeah, no, I'll take it. Screwed it up immediately by accidentally revealing everything that was going on with Sonya, but I loved that she was just without a second thought went, oh, I'll take him in then. Yeah, that's my
But
job
she would
right
have
now.
genuinely had the situation been
Yeah.
different that she could take him in. There was no shadow of a
No,
doubt that she would have just
not
took
at
him
all.
straight
She and
away.
she wouldn't. She didn't think about it for a second.
No.
Frankly, I would love to have seen Tommy deal with Bianca. Try that
Yeah.
stuff with Bianca. That would
Yeah.
have been interesting to see. And Bianca just gets that, and I think that's why I love Bianca, is because she knows about family issues and she sees family issues. She doesn't judge those sorts of family issues whatsoever. She's just like, yeah, no, and we're all in this together.
Bianca would probably be a great foster mum
She
or
probably
youth
would.
worker, actually. She's really
Yeah.
like, if she sees a kid in need, she's always there, isn't she, bless
Yeah,
her?
yeah. Brief talk about Bianca, actually. We went to the doctors this week, and it seems that ADHD is where they're going with it, with Bianca, by the
Yeah,
way.
it does look like it, yeah. I think that
Interesting.
was last week. That was
Might have
last
been
week,
last week,
Rob, yeah.
yeah. But yeah, I
Yeah.
thought that was interesting that does seem to be where they're going with it,
There's
but.
still time for it to be all linked to other things as well, though, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I do wonder how long we've got Bianca for, mind. Like, she doesn't
Yeah,
seem to
I'm
be any
here for
sign that
it.
she. Yeah, I
Keep
know,
her.
I'm keep her
Keep
around for
her.
as long as you like, yeah, but I'm sort of like.
I love that they've used Freddie, though, to start helping her with the campaign because one of the traits of ADHD is that, you know, you feel very strongly about justice. So she's clearly talked him into it and he's like, yeah, you're right, Bianca. She's innocent. Let's do something about it. I'm going to help you out. I love that. I love that they've done that in it somehow. Yeah,
But yeah, no,
brilliant.
Bianca got massive points for me this week just for that small little scene with Kat. Loved that. I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And even Zach stepping forward, like, that's great. Yeah, like, Zach
And that
just
was
stepped up
probably
and
because of
did it.
Bianca that Zach stepped forward.
Yeah.
She probably suggested it, didn't she? Because he did say,
Yeah.
oh, Bianca told me about your situation. So brilliant. Nice one,
Yeah.
Bianca.
Loved it. Yeah, that was really, really strong. But yeah, Tommy is now next door. Alfie knows that Jean rang social services. Kat at this moment does not.
Yes.
That's going to explode when that comes out eventually, because Alfie knows about it. That's not going to be great. And at this particular moment in time, I don't think that it was necessarily a thing that is going to be going on for long. But at the moment, Kat's chucked Alfie out of the house. And I feel like once she's calmed down, she'll be like, sorry about that. Yeah, come back in.
Yeah, but as she said it, but I got the impression that she was like, I don't want to see you right now because it is actually Alfie's flat, so she can't really kick him out.
Yeah.
Unless she has.
I bet she has. Yeah, I mean, it's.
She were Kat were a bit out of order as well, like, because Stacey obviously said, I don't want to take Tommy. And it's like, of course you don't. She's got loads of kids there, and
Oh yeah,
Tommy's
no,
in it, and his little brothers.
I got that, but at the same time, I know you've seen this frustration in Kat. I kind of got all of, I
Yeah,
kind of
you're seeing
understood.
Kat's
I
perspective.
totally got it. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. She, like, of course she was out of order, but at the same time, I was sort of just like, yeah, no, I get it. Of course you're angry, and I don't believe for a second that Kat would have taken any of Stacey's kids in if the shoe was on the other foot at that moment, because she'd have gone, no, my twins might get hurt, and like the now where she's like, no, Tommy should stay, even though my twins might get hurt. Like, this is a strange sort of.
The only other solution I thought they could have done was that the twins went and stayed with Stacey. But obviously, two kids is more than one. But I don't know, that could have been another solution to it. And then Tommy could have stayed with Kat and Alfie, but
Yeah.
maybe he's not allowed because he's been hitting Kat. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea is just to get Tommy away from his immediate family because he's hurting all of them. And this is the thing, it's not, this isn't just Kat that this is happening to. Alfie's been attacked by him, the boys have now been attacked by him,
True.
Kat's been attacked by him. He'll probably have a go at Zach at some point while he's living with him. So that's gonna sort of be interesting to sort of see how that plays out. I think Zach is the right sort of person for Tommy to be living with at the moment, because I feel like Zach is the sort of bloke who will say, yeah, okay, yeah, so you're into your boxing, but let's do this in a healthy way, yeah? Rather than someone like Phil, who's sort of like, yeah, punch what you like, that's fine, yeah, punch that guy, yeah, you get your anger out, it's all good, man, 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 lads. Where Zach will
Yeah.
try and make him do it more healthily and sort of channel
Zach's a
his
bit more in
anger.
touch with his emotions
He
than somebody
is.
like Phil, isn't he?
Yeah,
Yeah.
completely. But yeah, I thought this was really, really, really strong, this storyline. I think it's been, I thought, like I say, I thought Jessie Wallace was phenomenal throughout the entire thing, because I feel there was a few moments where you sort of, you know, when she was looking at her bruises in the mirror, there was moments this week with Kat looking in the mirror where you thought those shots are going to be used in a montage of Kat's story at some point, because it feels like this is a big moment in Kat's life. And I feel like it's fascinating that she sort of, like, looked back on abuse that she has suffered in the past, said that, you know, there's been men in my life that have scared me and threatened me, and I've never been more scared of them than I am of Tommy right now. And that's a big thing for her to kind of say, I think, when you think of what Kat's gone through in her life. It's
Definitely.
really, really interesting. So yeah, bring it on. Long way to go for them though, I think. And I do think that this whole thing with Tommy is, I don't know how he fixes himself from this point onwards. I really don't. I think this might just be who Tommy is from here on
The
in.
new Tommy Moon.
Yeah, I think so. Dark side of the moon. Oh, yes. Gold star this week, Ree. Who are you giving it to?
I'm giving it to Barney this week, Rob.
Oh, very nice. Yes, very, very nice. I think I've just got
Big
to give
fan of
mine.
Barney this week.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm just gonna have to give mine to Kat, because I thought she was excellent. I get the frustration in some of her motivations, but I thought
I
this was.
understand.
Yeah,
I
and the
get it.
performance was just excellent. Right, ladies and gents, final section of the podcast, as usual, is comments from you. Before we read this week's comments out, there is some interesting stuff going on Twitter. Christopher McGill, who is a very good director, who has directed quite a lot of big weeks in EastEnders, is back at the moment directing what appears to be the New Year's episodes, and he's making a very big thing about the week's episode that he is directing. He's done a load of tweets right from the first one, where he's gone, first week complete of an epic New Year's block for EastEnders, and then he's been doing posting lots of different pictures, all very sort of, some, you know, blurred, or he's not giving anything away necessarily, but some of
But
the
they're all
hashtags,
clues.
they might be clues, they might just be intrigue. It's certainly working, because he's doing a lot of little hashtags with them, and I think a couple have really sort of grabbed people's imaginations and made them think, ooh, and especially for me, because one of the ones that he did is day 9 filming on EastEnders New Year's episodes, hashtag EastEnders, hashtag drama, hashtag train. Now, bear in mind the conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago, where we were talking about things we'd love to see. That
Yes.
automatically made me think, oh my God, there's going to be a train crash. A train's going to go flying off the Vic. Now, I don't think that he would be allowed to make quite as blatant a clue as that, as to say hashtag train, which means there's going to be a train crash. Because very much the next day, he said day 10 of BBC EastEnders New Year's episodes, hashtag EastEnders, hashtag plane. Now, obviously, that means there's going to be a train crash. And then, unfortunately, also a plane's going to land on the wreckage as well. That's clearly what's
You
going to
know.
happen, yeah? Hey, happened in Emmerdale.
You're saying because it is a bit too obvious with train, but maybe that's why it's hashtag playing after, so it can be like, oh come on, it's nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Why hashtag them though? What's it
I
got to do
know.
with
What's the
it?
significance?
But
What
we
is
have
going on
seen
New Year's?
We have seen the train tracks this week, though,
They
Rob,
have. They've
which is
brought them back just for that, have
what
they?
made me go,
There
is
was
that to remind us that the
also,
train tracks are there?
well, maybe, but there was also a very, very small thing this week, where, the news board outside the Minute Mart.
Yeah.
It said on the Minute Mart news board, Christmas train strikes worry or something like that. So something about Christmas and train strikes
Oh.
happening. So something might happen on a train at some point around Christmas, New
Or
Year, 'cause,
tracks of the
or
train, at
tracks of a
least, while
train,
the strikes
something
are
might
on.
happen. I mean, none of this is spoilery stuff because we don't know, is all honesty. It's just sort
Yeah.
of nice to have this sort of intrigue, sort of, because obviously last year we had the build-up of the Six storyline. We knew exactly what was coming. We don't actually really know what's going on this year for Christmas or New Year. And New Year, it sounds, is going to be a whopper. So I'm very intrigued to sort of see what's going on. I am also kind of intrigued by whether, and this is going to be a controversial thing, I don't know if we're having a Christmas Day episode of EastEnders this year, because the BBC has got a packed schedule for this year's Christmas. They've got a new Wallace and Gromit film, they've got new Gavin and Stacey,
Gavin and Stacey, yeah.
they've got Doctor Who, they've got a lot to cram into their schedule on Christmas Day, more so than they've had for a good few years. So I'm sort of curious as to where EastEnders is going to fit within the schedule for Christmas Day. It would be
Rob,
sacrilege to
don't
read.
start spreading
Oh, I
this
know.
kind of fake news that we're not going to have a
I
Christmas
know.
Day
It would be
episode. Come on, of
sacrilege. And
course
it's
we
not like,
are.
and
Of
last
course we're
year,
having one.
of course we're having one. And last year, the Christmas Day episode rated absolutely fantastically. So it's not like they're going to think,
Also,
well,
why are we not seeing anything to do with Christmas Day and New Year's Day? Is it just this
I mean,
director?
he's made a big thing of, I mean, he's clearly allowed to
Hmm.
do this, but he's made a big thing
Yeah.
of New Year. So let's get excited, because apparently the Christmas period going into New Year is going to be huge. And obviously, New Year is only a month away from the anniversary. So something big is
Oh,
coming
yeah.
at some point very, very soon. So let's get excited about that. But Christopher McGill, I am loving your intrigue. And I tell you what, he's a good director. He's some very stylish pictures that he's posting. They're very good.
He
Very,
has,
very
yeah.
good. Yeah.
Oh,
My
I
in
saw somebody. Have you seen the picture with the trainers? Somebody said that's Fat Boy coming back with the trainers.
And he's the
And
only
then there's
character that's ever
like,
worn trainers throughout the entirety of EastEnders.
yeah. And I don't know how anyone's seen this because I was staring at it, but on the same picture, there's like some shadows with the lighting.
Oh.
Someone says it spells Max, and I can't see where it says Max at all. I
Wow.
personally can't see where it says Max, but somebody's been like, it spells Max out in the shadows. And I'm like,
There
no,
are
don't. But
no fan. There is no fan base more than EastEnders who can look at one image and create entire storylines out of their
yeah,
imagination from one image.
literally.
Honestly,
Yeah.
nobody, I don't know another fan base that does it like we do.
That's it. Fat Boy and Max gonna come back together, aren't they?
There you go.
That's what it is, Rob.
Yeah, and
Good.
then a plane's going to crash on top of them. That's what's going to happen. So there we go. Look forward to that. So on to comments this week, Reid. We have had an email.
Yes, we've had an email from Robert Ryan who says, a fun question for the pod. This week, Avani didn't know what the band Five was. I wondered when there was one time you felt old. For me, it was when the girl in their early 20s at work didn't know what the VCR was. I used it so much growing up. Well, have you got one of these?
Well, I tell you, do you know what? It's things like I often get, there's a guy at work who's always taking the mickey out of me for being in my mid to late 30s. It's 36. I'm 37 now
How
after my
old are you,
birthday.
sorry?
I'm 37. Is that late 30? That's late 30s now, isn't it?
That's late 30s, yeah. You can't even
Oh,
say mid anymore. You're late 30s, mate.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And I've had many conversations with him where I've turned around and said things like DMing and Facebook messaging. It's like, who uses Facebook messages? Like, it's all about Instagram messaging. It's like, who talks on Instagram? Is that a thing? Like, do people genuinely have long conversations on Instagram?
They must do. Oh,
They
that is
must do.
weird, isn't it?
People don't
It's all
email
in the same
anymore, mate.
app. You
That's
don't
not a
even have a
thing.
separate app for
I know.
Instagram messages.
I
That's
know.
crazy.
And
Interesting.
he had never heard of Lily Savage. Never drag queen. Like, Paul,
I
this is a
do know.
very,
I'm not
this is a
that.
very,
I'm not
no.
that young, Rob. I know you
This
think I'm
is,
really young.
no, but let me explain for international listeners, they probably don't know who
Yeah.
Lily Savage is. A very famous drag queen
Yeah.
in the 90s especially, but very, very famous. Sort of was one of the main drag thing, like bringing
One of the
drag
main
to
people
pro.
on TV in the 90s,
Yeah,
Blank
Paula
to Blank, was
Grady. Yeah, it
huge.
was huge. And like, it's just a genius stand-up comedian. Like, Paula Grady was a phenomenal comedian. Greatly missed. He died a couple of years ago now, I think. And he was just a fantastic drag performer, but he'd never heard of him. And I was old, heard of the drag queen. I was sort of like, what are you talking about? That's within your life. That's clearly just your cultural knowledge lacking, surely. It was like, no, there were Lily Savage. Was he on Drag Race? No, he was not. Ugh.
Invented
Anyway,
drag riding, but
yeah,
you
well,
know.
no.
But do
What
you
was
know what I
your
did
old moment?
find? Oh, well, sorry, I was just going to say I found it odd that Priya was a Richie Neville fan out of all of the band members of Five, because
Oh,
I would have had
really?
her down as an Abs kind of girl. Yeah, he
Oh,
was the
Abs
like
was
bad
nice.
boy of the group.
Abs was Abs. I think he did
Yeah.
Celebrity Big Brother at one point, and he was very fit
Oh,
in
did he?
that.
Oh, that's
Yeah, I think
right.
so. Yeah, that's how I know him.
Yeah.
What was your I feel old moment? Having a
I've
kid?
had a few, but well, gosh, you'll think I'm ancient.
No, God,
No,
yeah.
one of them was when I were at work and somebody was complaining about the internet, and I said, "Have you tried turning the router on and off?" And like, you know, talking about the router. And they're like, "What's a router?" And I was like,
It's
"What do you
sickening,
mean,
isn't
what's
it?
a router? Like, what's the mo like a modem?"
Yeah.
They're like, "What's that?" I'm like, so then I'm like, "Where do you think Wi-Fi comes from?"
Yeah.
Like, they're like, "It's just there. You just connect to it." I'm like, "It comes from a little machine, you know." And they just couldn't understand what I
See,
was saying because they had no idea.
what is the difference between just lack of knowledge and just being younger and older? I feel like there's a fine line between the two, surely.
I'm trying to think of the equivalent when we were younger. Maybe it'd be like, you know, you had to have this little satellite cable into your TV. Is it a bit like that, that maybe we might not have known that when we were younger and we just took
Yeah.
TV for
It's
granted?
like when
But
people don't
still,
know
where
what.
does
Yeah.
internet come from? It's not just there, is
I know.
it?
It's like we weren't. It's like people don't know who what video cassettes are or tape cassettes or anything like that. It's like you could
Well,
hold
that's
one
what
up
the
and.
email said, that they knew
Yeah.
what a VCR was.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. It's not that we're old, Robert. It's the fact that people are just thick. That's all it
They're
is.
just
Don't you worry about that.
ignorant. They're just
Ignorant and thick.
ignorant.
That's all it is. That's all it is, Robert. You're not old at all. You're as young as I am. Right. So on to comments now. Louise
Onto the
Claire says,
comments.
onto the comments. Louise Claire has said, I loved it. Back to a good old few talking about the Mitchell and Panesar episodes. I wonder how long Nish will be around to scheme against the enemies. Shame, as I think this storyline has a lot of mileage. It's interesting with the Nish stuff because I've got to be honest, I do kind of feel that Nish is ready to go. And I don't mean that in terms of I'm bored of Nish, but I feel like there's how much more can they possibly do with Nish as a character? Like, how much longer can he torment and be forgiven by the Panesars? Like, you get to a point where it's just
Exactly.
like, even, you know, when Vinny was sort of sat within this, but it's like, he tried to kill you like 2 weeks ago. What are
I
you doing?
literally was thinking that it were
But yeah.
angering me a bit this week that they kind of sat next to him normally and that everything's okay again.
Yeah.
I agree. How much longer can you keep forgiving him for stuff?
But then they have that moment where like Nish is fully prepared to go to war with the Mitchells, and it's sort of like, yeah, that's when Nish is at his best, I think. You know, it's
And he did say we need to bide our time, so I think he has got a big plan actually to come back
Yeah.
at him with.
Yeah,
He's
maybe.
tried to be reasonable with Teddy, or maybe that would just to keep up appearances, and he had no
Yeah.
intention. Even if Teddy had said, "Yeah, let's call it quits," he would have been like, "Yeah, well, I'm not going to. You think we've called it quits, but really, I've got
Yeah.
something up my sleeve."
I mean, I do think that Nish is a phenomenal character. I really do. I think he's been a
Yeah.
fantastic villain. But you know, with the whole, as far as the Panesar stuff is concerned, I don't think that he's got. He how much more can he do? What more could he possibly do? He's already had Eve's mum attacked. Like,
I
that's
was just going
crazy.
to say.
Yeah, that happened in the week we were away, and it's sort of like, that's
Yeah.
mad. But how much more could you possibly do? You've already tried to have her murdered. You've basically tried to kill every single member of your family at some point. There has to be a point where it's just like, Nish's time is done. He finally reaches his conclusion. And I have a feeling that that's going to be very, very soon.
Got one from 13LVA on Instagram who says, "Avani and Barney, Mitchell and Panesar's, two households both alike in dignity in Fair Walford, where we lay our scene. I love it. It's Romeo and Juliet."
Oh,
Yeah.
they did our same drama course.
It's paid off, hasn't
Paid
it?
off, yeah. Don't you feel you go far in
But
life now? Yeah, like just like me and Redo. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
It's going in that direction, isn't it? I love Barney and Barney. I think they're so cute together. I love the friendship that's developing between them. I thought at first it was going in a bit of a Bradley and Stacey type direction where you've got these two
Yeah.
kids that are just could not be more like different from one
Dissimilar.
another. That's the word I was looking for, thank you. Dissimilar from one another. But actually, I like the fact that Avani's fully prepared to sort of sit and play his games and sort of talk to
Yeah.
Barney about anything. I think it's very, very sweet. Barney does clearly fancy her, right? But I think that's quite obvious at
Yeah,
this
I think
stage.
he does
100%.
now. At
Yeah.
first he didn't, but yeah, I think so,
No.
definitely.
Yeah. And I'm fully on board the Barney and Avani ship. I don't even think they need a name together. I think the Barney and Avani thing works fine because it
Yeah,
rhymes.
true. If I
Lovely.
do like Bavani as well, but so if we do need
Bavani.
one, we've got one.
We've got one if we need one. Lauren Charles has said, this was an excellent episode. Poor Barney and Avani. See, they works. It works.
True.
But excellent start of the rivalry between the Panasars and the Mitchells. I was shooketh by just how violent Tommy turned at the end of the story. It was quite frightening. I think the storyline has been played out very well. Yeah. It's yeah, I really do agree. I think everybody absolutely knocked it out of the park with regards to that story. And how much further does it go? Like, now the sort of truth is out about it and the extent of his violence has sort of been really revealed. How much more can he do?
Do you think he might go a bit, he might just go all out on the square? He's not trying to hide it, is he? Do you think he's just going to go on a bit of a rampage or
something?
Yeah,
with a bat or something and just go
Remember
crazy.
When Hunter went crazy with the gun? Maybe
It
that
just,
kind of scenario.
It feels like anything's possible with Tommy in terms of his anger and his I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. So that is it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. We are delighted to be back and back in your lives. And I don't think either of us are going away for a long time yet. So you've got us back for good for the moment. And if you would like to get in touch with us at any time, in any way, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on X and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes,
and
you
Rob, can
yes,
I say
Rob.
Something?
No.
Somebody
Thank you for watching.
Incredibly
everyone.
generous.
Yeah.
Someone incredibly generously
yes.
has donated it, bought us 50 coffees.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank
so
you.
Much. Thank you. That
thank
is so,
you, Anonymous.
So good of
so
you,
so kind.
Don't be anonymous. Let
and
us
you
know
said
who you
you
are.
Thought you were being excessive. Honestly, it's fine. Thank you. Thank you so much.
If anything, I'd say you were being tight. Honestly, what's the matter with you? No, thank you so, so, so much
yeah,
to anybody
thank you.
Who's ever bought us.
Yeah,
a,
and everyone else
one, who's even bought us
donated.
Even
yeah.
one coffee. It
honestly,
means the world to
yeah.
us that you listen to us ramble on every single week, and it means enough to you to be able to do that for us. So thank you so, 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 so much. And that's it for this week. We will see what's kicking off next week. Halloween approaches, and I have a feeling it's going to be a big one. So make sure you are here to listen to
spooky.
Us discuss all the fallout. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.